This week on the Star Creating Podcast, it's a hot one. It's all about me complaining that it's too warm, that it's too warm for me to do news, and then I talk about burnout of the mental and YouTube type. Now, it's a short and sweet one. I say short and sweet, it's probably about 20 minutes. So, enjoy, and of course, feel free to tweet me should you have any topics that you'd like me to discuss. Like this one was submitted by SM22 via YouTube. You can tweet topics at me by tweeting the hashtag Start Creating Podcast. So, you ready? Here we go! Hello and welcome to the Start Creating Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you grow on social media, from YouTube to Instagram and so much more. I am your host, Alan Spicer, your YouTube certified expert. I have around about 12 years worth of experience in this industry, from web development to social media marketing and video editing in itself. This podcast will be about news, tips, tricks, and your submitted questions should you need any help within the social media space. So follow, subscribe, enjoy the ride, go out there, start creating. So here we are on possibly one of the hottest days of the year. And, so welcome to the Start Creating Podcast episode 10? I might be wrong. Basically, I'm sat here on my sofa in my office. All the windows are open. There's no breeze. There's nothing. I really can't do heat very well. And in the process, it means that I get to sit here and waffle to you whilst creating a podcast. Now, I know there's probably many people listening to this or that watch my YouTube channel that doesn't think like 28 degrees is warm. I get that. Right, 28 degrees Celsius in the UK. Like, if we're a weird species in the UK, if it's too cold, we complain. If it's too wet and in the middle, we complain. And if it's too hot, we complain. Because in winter, the snow screws around with our trains and we're not a good enough country to have proper climate control, right? I know in like Sweden and Finland and Iceland and Russia, trains can run without a problem, but no, we can't do it, right? Now, on the other side, you get the issue where if it's too hot, our roads start to bake and warp, and because we're used to it being in the middle ground for so long. So, yes, we're looking at possibly 35, 36, 37 degrees Celsius by the end of the week. Which makes me moody, which makes my other half moody. And we've got a 3-year-old. So we'll see what the 3-year-old's like as well. I'm starving as well, but new health kick. Plus it's too warm to eat. It's one of those days, really. So the start of this podcast is me just whinging. If you've got any tips on how to stay cool, then please feel free to tweet them at me using the hashtag StartCreatingPodcast. And my username is AlanSpicerYT on Twitter and InstaWhatsApp, for that matter. But yeah. Now, rather ironically, this week, the main body of the podcast is me talking about burnout. But I didn't mean the temperature. I meant social media and mentally. So, why don't we step into that right now? And there won't be any news this week because it's too warm for my brain to work. So, let's go step into YouTuber and social media burnout. Now, before I solve all of your YouTuber and social media burnout and deep diving into your mental state, I want to help you with your YouTube channel. If you go to alanspicer.com/ebook, you're able to download a free PDF that explains the top 10 steps for starting and growing a YouTube channel from zero. That's alanspicer.com/ebook for all of your wonderful free tricks and tip needs, completely free. Go and get it now. Hello. So today I'm coming to you from my local canal. And it's on a topic that's been requested by one of my YouTube users, SM22. If you want to request a podcast topic or a video topic at any point, feel free to tweet at me using the hashtag Start Creating podcast. Now, it's also a topic that's very dear to my heart, and it's burnout. Now, SM22 specifically asked for YouTube burnout, but I'll cover this in general. Now, burnout happens when you've either not planned or life gets on top of you and you've not had chance to unwind. Now, why am I on a canal? Good question. First of all, I had a doctor's appointment and I arrived early by an hour and a half because I got the times wrong. But also, I quite like the canal. At the moment, all I can see, and I'm sure I'll put a picture on Instagram, all I can see is the water of the canal, the green sides, the green trees, and nobody else. A nice path. You might hear in the distance a train, or you might hear, you know, the air conditioning or one of the local industrial units. But other than that, it's just me on my own with my mind. And I like that. I work non-stop. In fact, just the other day, my girlfriend was explaining that, you know, I work too hard and I don't give myself time. When I do give myself time, I love these moments. My girlfriend's currently at work, and my stepdaughter is at the nursery. And whilst I've got this, I don't know, bonus hour of time before the doctor's appointment, I thought that I'd stroll on the local canal. But it doesn't have to be a canal to help you unwind. I really like my work, and my hobby became my job, and I really love that. But also, it helps me unwind from time to time if I'm editing and I'm not stressing. But when I need time away from my work hobby, I just go for a stroll. Burnout is a terrible thing. You can be in the middle of a project. You can be studying too hard at school. You can be working too hard at work. You can be burning the candle at both ends. Burnout can also happen when you play a bit too much. You know, when you're out until 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and then you wake up at 7 o'clock to go to work and then it's non-stop. What you need to do is be a little bit nicer to yourself. And you can do this in two ways. If you want to reduce the amount of stress that's in your life, maybe plan for that stress to avoid it. Now, if you're a YouTube creator, or anything for that matter, and you know that you've got a load of work due up, and you know it's coming, or you know you need to create X amount of content by the end of a certain period, start batching it now. So let's say you're a blog writer. Instead of writing one blog a day on the day that it's supposed to be written, or a day beforehand, why don't you bulk write a load of stuff one day on, say, a Saturday, or if you've got the grace, you can do it at work or in your work hours. How about instead of writing one that day, you write 10 that day? Instead of recording one video for tomorrow, how about you record 7 videos for the next 7 days, if you're doing it daily, that is. The advantage of that is that you can then schedule it out. Because at the end of the day, if you've got the content and you're able to drip feed it, especially like if you're doing what I suggest you do and you're uploading videos 2 to 3 times a week, if you've just recorded 7 videos, that's 2 weeks worth of content. You're 2 weeks ahead of yourself. And if you bulk record in advance and prepare for the future, then it continues to do so. It continues to compound. And it reduces that stress. Just like a stroll on the canal. At the end of the day, if you plan to give yourself some additional time, yes, it may be very, very stressful on that one day that you are writing 7 blogs or that one day that you are creating 7 videos, but it buys you time. And then next time, you're already 2 or 3 videos in the can. See, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because if you put in the extra 2 hours today to free up your time over the next 2 weeks, you won't be as stressed, which means you can think of more ideas, you could be more creative, because in a week's time you're not worrying about the content that has to be out tomorrow, you're worrying about the content that doesn't have to be out for 2 weeks. So you've got time, you can think. Just don't do all that hard work and then backtrack on yourself. Don't create 7 pieces of content and then do nothing for 2 weeks. I honestly advise setting yourself some time apart, a set day, to create your content, or to do any task for that matter. And then it's easier to do the upkeep. Now, it's the same with life. If you blitz your entire house and then own and then start picking up little things over the course of the week, it will never turn into a hellhole by the end of the week or the end of the month. It's easier to do upkeep. It's easier to keep pushing the ball that's already rolling than get it rolling in the first place. Now, the second way that you can help burnout is to find time for your mental health. I'm stood on a canal because it helps me relax. It's beautiful. Just me, the trees, the water, the occasional person that walks by and thinks I'm mental as I talk to my phone, right? But the advantage here is that I can unwind. This is my way to reset my brain. Your way might be you're working all day and you just need 15 minutes to shoot things on Call of Duty, because it's brainless, it's mindless, it turns your brain off. And if that's what you need to do, then so be it. My other half absolutely loves to do adult colouring books, because her responsibilities at her work are paramount. She has to worry about the healthcare of her clients, the children that she looks after. And that can be very stressful. But just to turn the brain off for a little while and colour between some lines, make a pretty picture, helps you unwind. Because you're not worrying about what they did or what reports you have to write or what you're going to face next week. What is it that helps you unlock your brain? What is it that helps you just chill? Because the reason this is so dear to my heart, first of all, YouTube has been a huge weight off my mind when I first started. When I first started YouTube, I was suffering with depression. I needed a place to vent my feelings. I needed a creative output. I needed a rhythm. I needed to know that 2-3 times a week I had to do something, because it made me do something and it helped me. Now, it's also sad to see so many of my friends that were around 5, 6, 7 years ago, when I first started the whole YouTube process, when I had a movie club and when there was a live streaming thing every weekend where there'd be a collection of us that would just sit there online chatting. But over time, I would say 90% of those people no longer create content because they couldn't fit it into their workload, or they were too stressed, or it was too just demanding on their life. And it's sad to see such creative, wonderful people disappear from the ecosystem solely because they couldn't find time to unwind, or because life got in the way. And that's the same with anything. Don't let stress land on you like a ton of bricks. Realize what helps you unwind and try and build it in. I know I need to get better at it. But if it's as simple as a 15-minute piece of meditation, if it's listening to wrestling news, if it's humming your way through a favorite song, maybe you're listening to a podcast or something, anything. Do something to help you unwind. Now, I would highly advise that you go and check out my YouTube channel if you want to create YouTube content. I highly advise that you go and check out bulk editing and bulk video creation if you want to be a YouTube creator and you're worried about burnout. If you plan, if you create enough content, it will buy you that time. All you have to do is hustle for that first couple of hours. Those first couple of hours to create that content in the first place. Because if you think, you put aside 2 hours, 120 minutes, and you record 12 videos within that time, They could be 10 minutes long, right? Which then edit down to 7-odd minutes or whatever. You can easily create 12 videos. If they're little mini rants, if you're just chatting and being funny, right? They're 3, 4, 5 minutes long. You can create even more than 12 videos. But if you can put yourself in a room for 2 hours after school, after work, get up early in the morning, steal it at the weekends, wherever. If you can batch record content on the way to work, one video every day, right? Wherever. Once you've got the back catalogue of videos or blogs or anything that you need to do in the background, it will save you a world of pain over the coming weeks. And then don't try and throw it all out all at the same time, because those 12 videos, if you put out 3 videos a week, are 4 weeks worth of content. It gives you more time to edit them. And then within those 4 weeks, all you have to do is then find that next hour or the next 2 hours. I'm sure you can find 2 hours over the course of 4 weeks. And that's solely predicated on you just grabbing those first 2 hours to bulk record in the first place. It will stop the burnout. It will stop the stress. And when it comes to your life, talk to people if that helps you. Go for walks if that helps you. Disengage as much as you can. Or grab that bonus time where you can hear that lovely village clock in the distance. Because I was early for my doctor's appointment. I'm enjoying my walk. What do you do to unwind? Thank you for listening to the Start Creating podcast. If you want more tips, tricks and advice from Alan Spicer, that's me, then go to youtube.com/Alan Spicer and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. See you soon. Go out there, start creating.